God Will Remove Our Yoke of Sin, February 13. God's Great Love Our Only Hope. I drew them with cords of a man, with bands of love, and I was to them as they that take off the yoke on their jaws, and I laid meat unto them. The Eastern Shepherd does not drive his sheep. He depends not upon force or fear, but going before, he calls them. They know his voice, and obey the call. So does the Savior Shepherd with his sheep. Through the prophet, Jesus declares, "Therefore with loving kindness have I drawn thee." He compels none to follow him. It is not the fear of punishment, or the hope of everlasting reward, that leads the disciples of Christ to follow him. They behold the Savior's matchless love, revealed throughout his pilgrimage on earth, from the manger of Bethlehem to Calvary's cross, and the sight of him attracts, it softens and subdues the soul. Love awakens in the heart of the beholders. They hear his voice, and they follow him. The path may be steep and rugged, but Jesus has traveled that way. His feet have pressed down the cruel thorns, to make the pathway easier for us. Every burden that we are called to bear, he himself has borne. Though now he has ascended to the presence of God, and shares the throne of the universe, Jesus has lost none of his compassionate nature. Today the same tender, sympathizing heart is open to all the woes of humanity. Today the hand that was pierced is reached forth to bless more abundantly his people that are in the world. The Savior would have passed through the agony of Calvary, that one might be saved in his kingdom. He will never abandon one for whom he has died. Unless his followers choose to leave him, he will hold them fast.